smoke in this house, I'll tell you, you'll be out on the street faster than anybody could say Mississippi. But you wouldn't say Mississippi because they have a lot of racial problems down there, so you really want to avoid it.
Hanging out in Grandma's basement, having fun with all of our friends. You can't spell basement without men, and you gotta keep it down when she's going to bed. Yeah, hanging out in Grandma's basement.
Welcome to Grandma's Basement, everybody. I am your host, Derek Reinfried, joined by...
And I'm here, too.
Yeah, that's Kent Taylor. Kent Taylor. You are Kent Taylor. How are you, Kent Taylor?
I'm about as good as I was the last episode that we recorded, so...
That was pretty good.
Yeah, no, it was great. So what's up?
Nothing, man. How are your neighbors doing?
My neighbors?
Yes.
I mean, we both live here.
Oh yeah.
So like when you say your neighbors, you're also saying your neighbors as well. Our neighbors are great.
Okay. Today we are speaking about Tommy Wiseau. He is a man.
He is a myth.
That's it though.
I don't think he exists, but you've all proved that wrong to some degree.
Yes, that's true. So with us in studio is Jennifer Reinfried.
Oh hi.
And also Nate Bjork.
Hi.
And there is a Chris Weber sitting here as well, just in studio.
He's waving.
He waved.
Can you hear him wave?
Do it again.
I think it sounded a lot like...
Yes. So for those of you who do not know, somehow, which is becoming more and more apparent that there are a lot of people out there that have no idea about Tommy Wiseau or The Room or any of this. So... If you have seen The Room, of course, you are probably somewhat familiar with this, but we hope to go even more in depth into that. If you have not seen The Room, we highly recommend it. So after listening to this podcast, you need to watch it.
Just go to The Room.
You don't recommend it?
Not alone. Don't tell people to watch it like it's a normal movie.
Don't watch it alone like it's a normal
movie. Watch
it
with someone who's seen it before.
Why is that?
Because if you watch it alone, you're going to turn it off in 10 minutes.
Why don't you sum it up for us, Nate Bjork? Tell us about this movie.
Okay, so it's a movie. It's a very earnestly made movie. The guy is serious when he makes it. It was made, what, 2002? Something like that?
Oh, three,
I think.
Okay, yeah. And it's considered by many to be the worst movie ever. And it's a movie about a man who feels like he is being betrayed by everyone he knows. And loves, and it's almost emotionally autobiographical about what turns out looks like he's anyways, well I suppose we can get into that, but it's a movie about a guy who feels betrayed, and it's very masturbatory, kind of
yes,
and it's written it's bad all around, bad acting, bad writing, bad. Filming, camera work is bad. I think lighting's okay.
Lighting is not bad.
It's nice and soft.
The
lighting is decent. Yeah. I mean,
we'll talk about the two cameras. Mm-hmm. So yes, this movie, in case you don't know, it is written, produced, directed, and stars Tommy Wiseau, the greatest man on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not from Earth. We don't know.
I
would argue he is not from this planet.
If you don't know, it follows the story of Tommy, or Johnny is his character, and basically his fiance has an affair
with his best friend.
With his best friend,
Mark,
is very
my best friend, Mark.
Don't forget,
it's quite obvious. They make it obvious several times that they're best friends. What do you take away from this movie?
Well, I agree with Nate. It's definitely
autobio whatever
yeah,
you said.
The autobio. That's what it is. It's if any of you have read Greg Sestero's book, The Disaster Artist, he talks a lot about it.
Jen is currently handing over a book to Derek, her husband.
I have received
across
the book.
The table.
Yes, it is.
And we continue.
It is by Greg Sestero, who plays Mark. who is Johnny's best friend. And in it, he describes his, well, the horrific events of filming The Room with Tommy. And he does talk about how it's very like Tommy's actual life.
No, I actually, like, this guy was on, I know we're doing a podcast, but on Joe Rogan, and he was straight up about all of it. Yeah, really? That's crazy.
Yeah, and if you want to hear more, can I plug another podcast?
Yep.
Sure.
Okay, there's another podcast, local podcast, Madison podcast, called 10 Minutes About Your Favorite Movie, and hosted by Rob Matsushita, and he had me on last year. We talked about The Room.
So, oh, yeah.
And there that's a 10 minute podcast. So stop this one, listen to that, and then come back.
Yeah. So we're gonna take a 10 minute break.
We're gonna listen to that.
Derek, press pause. Pause it for 10 minutes.
Spend
pause. Hey, we're back.
Oh, and we're back.
10 minutes in the
future. It's been 10 minutes.
I sounded so smart in that.
That was a great podcast. Like, so there we go.
Well, see, I was hoping to bring some perspective to people that maybe I've already seen the movie, but like I said, I just keep talking to people. I had assumed that everyone had seen this or knew about this guy and knew about what he's created, but apparently there's a lot of people that still have no clue. So I feel like it's hard to not recycle some of the material and the obvious things about this.
Yeah. That's a good point. I do that same thing. I assume that everyone has seen it. So when I'm like, hey, you're tearing me apart. Like everyone, I feel like everyone knows what that
is.
Yeah.
You're tearing me.
But they don't. And like, I mean, it seems like a big chunk of people, but yeah, like there's a lot of people that just don't.
Then again, there's also people like me. I've seen it probably 2 or 3 times, but I get its draw, but I don't like, I can't recite things, you know?
Sure.
But I get why, like, it's a fucking amazing strange ass movie.
Yes,
and I love the guy.
Yeah,
I mean it's from what I understand, then some college kids or something saw it, like they saw the billboard and thought that he was like, they're like, well, this has got to be a horror film, so they went and saw it, and then they were like, what did we just witness? And then brought some more people, and then they all fell in love with it, and they're like, this is a crazy experience. And then, you know, it just took off from there. You know, this movie should have probably died within like
instantly.
Like, how many other movies that are that bad we're not inflicted upon the public because they didn't have some college kids going, well, let's watch this a million times, we have nothing better to do. Like,
it's a great question, but that's
think of all the stuff we're missing.
That's true.
If it's worse than The Room, I'm okay missing it.
But see, that's the thing, there's something about this movie though that is so lovable. Like,
it's so earnest.
Yes,
I feel
it's
bad
just so
for him.
Weird.
Reading the book, I actually feel really bad for
like
him.
Yeah, like everyone talks shit about him and he's oblivious to it.
Yep.
But he's one of those guys that really like thinks, and
he legitimately
more
thinks it's the best movie
him,
in the world.
Thinks that what he's doing is legitimate art. And we
it
are
is, but not the way
it
he,
is.
Not the way
he
thinks it is, but it is.
Well, the problem
to us, it's almost like counterculture, weird, strange, fucking like cult, like
oh yes,
culture type thing. But he wants to make like a really dramatic movie about relationships and stuff.
Yeah, love is blind.
Yeah, yeah, but it just the delivery of the actors is what makes it what it is.
But he
does mean.
It's this to a new level now. I think it's in your book. You should pull it up. The 5 stages, like, and I remember reading that. It's in
5 stages of what?
Of people that view The Room.
Oh God, yeah.
This is pretty great, and I feel like okay. So just right. Do you want to sum it up real quick?
Okay, here's how.
What's the
this
book?
Is The Room.
Here's
what
how
is the book?
Most people handle viewing.
What
the
is
room.
The book?
What is the book? Hold on.
Let me finish your friggin' sentence. It's called The Room: The Definitive Guide by Ryan Finnegan, and I don't know.
Check
who
that it out is. On dope. Amazon.com.
Yep. www.thatbook.com.
So the first stage you go through when you watch The Room is called shock.
Yes.
Because you've never seen anything like it before, and you just don't know how to react. And then the second stage you enter is awe. Since you've already started witnessing the room, you find what you experienced has made a lasting impression on you, which leads to the third stage of wonder. Because what you are now experiencing is that euphoric feeling, which results from throwing off conventions and logic. You then enter stage four, empathy. Fascination and sheer glee have compelled you to philosophically explore what lies beneath the foundations of the room, the motivations behind it and the history and whatnot. And then finally, you enter stage five, which is understanding. In extreme cases, you may now think that the room is actually the best film of all time and profess a deep connection to it. I think that's where Derek, Nate, and I...
Yes. Isn't it? Doesn't that make it kind of like a cult? I mean, they I don't call know, it a man. Cult it's, following, but it's like when you accept things, when you accept something so absolutely weird, abstract, and terrible. But but it does bring people together. Like that's the thing. That's why it's cool. Like
it's like the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's not that good of a movie, but so many people dress up and do midnight viewings and can quote the whole movie.
Better than Rocky Horror because I think it's better than Rocky Horror, and I'll tell you why. Because Rocky Horror doesn't have a place in time anymore. I recently saw Shadowcast. You know, you go and you see all the people yelling things, and this is a movie that was probably really important when it came out because things were shocking. Oh, men dressing like women, how absurd.
Yeah, like now you would never get this.
And people who are really into Rocky Horror think that they're the kinkiest people on earth. They're like, oh, this might be a little bit too much for you. There are gays in this. Like Rocky Horror has become kind of like that's a cute thing to be interested in. This is the movie.
Uh-huh. I agree.
This is the movie. This movie is misogynistic, heteronormative, and bad also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I will argue it's not the worst movie I've ever seen though. It's the second worst.
No, because this one's watchable. The thing about this is like what makes it different from Neighbors, which is that sitcom that was so made.
We'll talk about that.
Okay, but I just want to say my one piece about Neighbors is I couldn't even get through one episode
me
of that
either
because all the actors in that are in the know. They all think it's a stupid. They all think it's dumb, and so they're hamming it up and stuff. And in the room, all those actors, all the supporting actors, each of them thought this movie is great. Like they and sometimes you'll see them like on like social media and stuff and be like, ha ha ha, it wasn't it dumb, like Juliet Daniels and the hot one.
Mark Sestero.
Yeah. And well, I was thinking
Greg
the
lead. Or Greg Sestero.
And also but like they're all like ha 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 ha. But you know that they were doing their best. This is them doing their best.
Well, they're all like actors
and they're trying to make it.
Trying to make it, yeah. Yeah.
So of course you're gonna do whatever the director said. But
I think that adds to the sadness of the whole situation too. Like this guy is so passionate and he thinks everything he's doing is right. And every time somebody does something else better than him, like Greg and his modeling career, he's like, well, what about me? What about me? I want to be famous for that too. So he tries to incorporate it in this movie and it just fails miserably.
Which is a hilarious scene. Most people may not have even caught.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that scene real quick?
Yeah, talk about that scene.
The real blue quick. Steel scene. Oh my God! If anyone's seen Zoolander in the end, or the you know that
the
look,
kissy face, kind of.
They look over steel. The shoulder with the kissy.
It's like a
face.
Sexy modeling face. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah. So not even halfway. I want to say more like three quarters of the way through, he'll start doing that to the camera, and no one understands why he's doing that. They had to cut filming multiple times and ask him why he's making a kissy face at the camera, and he's like, no, it's blue steel. It works. I do this. And they could not make him stop. And I think the one part where he puts the recorder, the tape recorder, under the tablecloth, and then he starts walking away, you can watch his face. You can see him turn around and look at it mysteriously, but he's still doing that the whole way to the staircase. It's ridiculous.
And he keeps looking back to do the face again, like, several times, and apparently why do you keep doing that? He's like, I need to do the face. In case you couldn't gather, Tommy Wiseau is possibly a foreigner of America.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody really knows.
And yeah, no one really knows. And he doesn't, he keeps it mysterious, which is actually antithetical to what he's trying to do. Because he wants people to not ask that question anymore. So a good way to make people not ask that question anymore is just tell them you're from fucking Transylvania.
Do you think it's something embarrassing? Or do you think he doesn't know? Or is he seriously,
I think he's trying to be mysterious.
It.
Yeah.
I cannot figure out, how does nobody come forward? Like, you know, if you want to know something about somebody, there are ways to do it.
There's and at like, least one other person in the world that knows this person.
How can nobody come forward and say, like, here's a yearbook photo of him, or here's a picture
from 1922 when he was a senior in high school?
I think you're overlooking a lot of the history here, because
he did change his name and everything.
Tommy Wiseau's not his real name. And I mean, there's pictures of him
from
the 70s.
That comes from the French word for bird.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We learned that together.
Because he sold birds.
Here's a picture of him in 1970. I mean,
he looks like one of the guys from Pink Floyd.
For those that are getting the video feed of this podcast, there was a picture.
You have to pay 99 cents to get the app to get the video feed of this podcast. Go to grandmasbasement.org.
grandmasbasementshow.com/99 cents per episode. And you can watch the video version.
And you can, if you put in this code right now,
Bjork.
Bjork is what it is. It's two B's and then a Bjork. But Bjork.
Well, it's
and then you can it also enters you into a contest to win a free iPod. Both an iPod and an iPad.
Well, let's not get crazy here. Just
you will get a combination iPad/iPod.
Well, our sponsors at Amazon.com will be donating those things.
Oh,
also disclaimer, not guaranteeing that they work.
And it's weird that they're donating an iPad instead of a Kindle, but
you know, they're trying to get rid of them.
And guys, MeUndies.
Yes,
and
we're not sponsored
Nature
by
Box
MeUndies
and,
or MeUndies.
I wear MeUndies. I'm wearing them right now.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
How do they feel?
They're really good.
How does it touch your sweat?
It wicks it. So what I did is I sign up every month. MeUndies sends me a new pair of underwears.
Wait, but you
That's
said
amazing.
Every month. So at first,
they send you multiple underwears.
So I ordered one.
Please tell me this is real.
This is real. MeUndies.com.
Oh,
I went.
Right now.
I ordered a 10-pack because I wanted a bunch of them. But then I ordered. It's a subscription service and it bills me every month, and it's a different design every month.
Oh my God! There's women's underwear.
All right, but so like, what do you do with like not MeUndies underwear?
I don't have any underwear.
I really hope to God that you throw it in the trash.
These are real nice.
Look at that.
Wait. Oh my God! I can't see it behind.
I feel
my
like
big
there's a tag on the outside,
screen.
Which is weird. Yeah, but other than that, oh, never mind. He has a tag on the bottom of his shirt, which is strange.
Wait, so
this one's like a tropical theme because this was what came out during the.
Do you
summer
get
months.
To choose the theme?
No,
every month it's a different theme, and they send you an email and say, "Do you really want this?" Cause so like, if you think it's stupid, like during Movember, they'll put what. But
mustaches on it,
and I'm like, everything has mustaches. Fuck that, no.
Okay.
No. I'm sick of all the mustachioed
me too.
Oh, all right.
Cool. Unless it has a face, get that mustache off of it.
That's fair. What about
I would never apply a mustache to something that doesn't have a face first.
Could you put your mustache?
You could put if it's still attached to the face, then yes.
Okay. So you could place it on things.
I'm so glad I was wearing one with patterns because some of them are solid.
Oh, I would like the solid.
Wait, so is this still a joke or
no? We're going
really wearing me undies.
This is real. Those were real. I would like to tell you though that I am wearing my Tommy Wiseau.
This would be the most fucking commercial ever in the history of people that don't listen to podcast.
Yeah,
and they have a pocket.
So
we're talking about the Wiseau underwear.
Oh my God! I just realized why there's a pocket, so you can keep your comments in it.
Oh, keep your stupid comments in.
Keep your comments in your pocket if they're stupid. That's from the room.
Jennifer Reinfried.
So you do.
Which, by the way, I didn't know how to pronounce your last name until he said it today on the podcast. I was like, Reinfried?
I was
saying Reinfried.
That's weird.
In my head, I was saying Reinfried.
I mean, it's close. It's better than wide and free, three words. The boxer shorts, though, are awesome. They are from Tommy Wiseau. They say them right on there because you have to know.
Quite alarmingly.
We bought
those are pretty
three pairs
sweet
for
underwears.
Five.
underwear.
They're very sweet.
And three pairs for $5?
$15. $5 a piece, which is still pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
They're you got comfortable. Three pairs for $5
I think
each?
I spent more than that because I bought them when they first came out, which was dumb.
No, but you have a slightly different font, I think, which makes them like a collector's
all the way
item.
Around. Ours don't go all the way around.
So if you're like sagging in the rear, someone can go, oh, damn, he's wearing Tommy Wiseau's.
Damn, he got them Tommies on.
Damn. I wear Tommies. Oh, like Hilfiger? No, no. Like Wiseau.
No, dog, I don't wear Hilfiger. I wear Wiseau.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'll send him that picture. Send you guys that picture of me in my Wiseau underwear. And put it on the as the cover for this podcast. Yes.
I would love to see that. Let's quick finish up about the room and move on. There's a few facts that we have written down that are dumb.
Such as?
I will give you the fact, and then you please elaborate.
Yes, sir.
The roof scenes are shot on a green screen.
Yeah, they're not on a roof. They're on the ground.
Aren't?
They're on the ground.
What?
In a parking lot.
When they're throwing the football around?
Yeah.
On the roof?
On the roof.
They're not on a roof?
They're not on a roof. They're on a parking lot. No. They had a roof, but he didn't want to use it. He wanted to build his own roof. He actually put a green screen behind it and built, I don't know, they were like foam, I don't know what they were.
Fake walls.
But fake walls. And if you pay attention when people are leaving the roof, you will see them go down a flight of stairs to the side, which goes directly into the supposed wall, called the impossible roof.
Peter, the character Peter, got a concussion while filming.
He did, yeah. I think he like was walking across the room and hit his head on the staircase, and he was bleeding and everything. And he, during the scene when Tommy's confessing to him, Tommy's sitting down, and Peter's standing up, leaning against the fireplace. You can kind of see him blinking really fast and not making any facial expressions. No, because he has a concussion.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, that actually happened.
Fact.
Go.
Truth.
Tommy humps a red dress.
Tommy humps.
That's the end of that fact. Yeah. Also, Denny.
Denny.
Whoever plays Denny looks really old now.
That's because he was the oldest person on the
Which is insanity because he's the creepiest dude.
And they had him play the youngest person on.
There's a picture of Peter and the guy and the guy who replaced
For
him.
For those of you who are not watching us live on the video podcast.
I'm sorry.
99 cents.
I was pulling this up during the last 99 conversation. I'm sorry
cents,
to interrupt.
It's okay.
But Peter, the guy who plays Peter in the thing, you know, he had the concussion, so they didn't say it was never said it was the same character, but they had another actor come in all of a sudden who was out of nowhere. And so I was just showing a picture of the two of them now.
You can find the link on our website that Nick Bjork will post.
That's kind of sad that they tried to pull off. It's person.
Give me that. Right.
Nothing alike.
So in case if you have not seen The Room yet and you're still listening to us.
You can find that on Philip Haldeman, who plays Denny.
Love him.
You can find it on his Facebook.
He's creepy.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
You know what I can guarantee?
You need to see The Room. That's
what I can guarantee right now is anyone who hasn't seen The Room turn this off a while back.
Not true. Okay. So
go back to that fact about Denny.
Denny is really old looking now.
He was the oldest person who wasn't Tommy Wiseau.
That's what she was saying. And I can't believe that.
Yeah, but they had him play the teenager.
I can't believe it, though.
Yeah.
He played the creepiest guy that liked to watch them have.
They even cut his hair to make him look younger.
That is a childish haircut.
It is a bowl cut.
And he sits on the floor sometimes.
Yeah.
He needs to borrow sugar.
He wears a shirt that's too big, oversized shirts.
Yeah, I just like to watch you guys.
What kind of drugs does he take?
Oh, nobody knows. I want to think it's something really mediocre, like weed. They're all overreacting about this kid taking drugs, and it's just like marijuana. Maybe like a hit of marijuana.
Speaking of the drugs thing, did you hear about how Chris R. was played by just some guy?
Yeah, and they had to reshoot his scene twice something.
It was just some guy, and
it was Greg's neighbor.
Yeah, and Greg said the best acting in the movie was done by a guy who's not even trying to be an actor.
Totally agree with that. He was supposed to play Mark, actually.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Did you know what happened, though? His name is Chris-R.
Chris-R.
Because what was the reason behind
it? The reason was because he's a gangster.
No, there is a reason.
I thought it was because he was a Chris R. Sounds like a gangster name.
To Tommy Wiseau, it sounds like a gangster name.
I'm Chris R, man. Yeah, I like it.
Chris hyphen R.
So also The Room Live. If you haven't seen that, you definitely, whenever there's like a live screening somewhere, you need to go. It's usually like a midnight screening, but
they haven't been to Madison yet. I told him, I told Tommy, name drop. I said, hey, you need to come to Madison. And he goes, invite us, find a place for it.
Really? Yeah. I've got a hookup.
We should do it at the High Noon.
The main guy at
Majestic.
The main guy at, or in the Neighbors. Yeah. With the chicken.
Yeah, you have his number.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk. Well, hold on.
Let's get to that later when you tried to have sex with your wife, dude.
I think we're going
to
take a break. I think we're going to take a break here.
We're going to take a quick break, come back and talk more about Wiseau outside of the room. Bye.
Bye for now.
Kent, do you make that stuff?
Neighbors.
Yes, he does. So The Neighbors is a show.
Hot and fresh. And
when we went to see The Room in Milwaukee, Tommy Wiseau was there. We stopped by the merch table. I instantly recognized one of the guys. I was like, oh, that's one of the guys from The Neighbors. Oh, my God, he's here. And then, you know, Tommy Wiseau was there. Jen was like starstruck. She's like, oh, my God, it's Tommy Wiseau. Oh, my God, it's Tommy
Wiseau.
Totally
not true.
We bought the box. Yes, totally true.
Bullshit.
You should see these pictures that are not posted on the interwebs that she's like.
Do you realize how drunk I was at that point?
Slightly.
Who cares? Yes. But you cannot. Me knowing you, if you saw Tommy Wiseau, you would fucking like probably.
Jizz.
Your vagina would Jizz. Fall out of your body.
Yes. So that happened. But so we got like pictures. And Tommy Wiseau was actually a very nice guy. You know, he was like. He had belts tied around his leg, and he had his sunglasses on. He had like three belts on his thigh, I think. But, you know, he's like, he was really nice. He was like, oh, that's your family. Get your family. You know, let's take pictures. I can't do his voice now. I'm sounding like Borat. Let's take the pictures. But he's like, no, bring them in. Let's get them. You know, and so we all like got a big group photo with him. So like that was really cool. Jen, though. Kept drunkenly going back out there. She'd be like, I have to go to the bathroom. Then I'm like, I'd be like, why is she gone for like 15 minutes? I go out and she's like pestering Tommy Wiseau.
It was not.
I could see that. Yes, she was.
She was.
I can see that.
But then she's talking to the dude from The Neighbors.
Yeah.
She's like, I got a connection.
I got a hookup.
All right, well, go on, which I instantly was like,
digits
I don't like this.
From this Hollywood type.
Hollywood, yes.
And by Hollywood type, I'm not even saying Hollywood type in a good way. I mean, like, he's what Greg Sestero used to be.
Yeah.
Right.
Like he wants to be.
Oh, fuck.
So go on, Jen. Tell us your story then.
Well, I was blackout drunk, so I have no idea what happened.
But you do know.
But I do know that I got his number, and we talk on Facebook sometimes. And he said we should come back and party with him in their hotel room. And yeah. He was actually rooming with Tommy, but it was after we. I was really bummed.
And so Jen, the next day then, we were going to meet you guys. And so Jen's on the way and Jen's like, I have a surprise for you. We may be able to, I'm like, or you're like, guess or something. I got it after a few. I was like, Tommy Wiseau or something. You're like, yep, we can go and meet him and hang out with Tommy. You know, I don't care what time it is. We should go do it. I'm like, I don't like the sounds of this. I like instantly I'm like, I don't like this driving to Milwaukee, you know, but, and then there's, so yeah, he'd like, you know, he could see us. Hold on. I'm talking to him. There's a but. And then what does he say? The guy says, what's the requirement for us to go out there?
Well, first it was supposed to just be me.
Oh yes. Just her. Of course.
Yeah,
of course. Because she's an attractive lady.
Yep. And then after I firmly saying no, my husband's going to come with, there was, you know, some kind of hesitation, and then he said, well, would you be able to bring any other female that might sleep with Tommy?
What?
There it is.
What?
Like, I'm like, wait.
I could, because you know what would happen if it was just the two of us that went, they'd find like a trick, they'd try to trick me to get me out of the room or something. They'd be like,
yeah
can you go, here's like $10, go bring back some Perrier.
Yeah.
Bring back your sparkling water. I don't drink.
Can we come to the conclusion?
And then I'd come back, and then
like
the room would be like locked, and you'd be like drugged. And yes. He'd be like, oh, I'd like to make
that's
my sex.
Fucking awesome.
I would like to make sex on you.
I'm like, I'm torn. I kind of just felt like I should have done it.
Just in my it, opinion, you should respect your position in life.
It would have been the
but
worst.
Having
it would have been
the
worst.
Knowledge that a person of royalty wanted to blast you.
I know. Royalty.
That's
flattered.
So great.
Look, I'm flattered.
He is the prince of vampires, and dude, he wanted to have sex with you.
I would have taken it.
You just take the Wieso thrust or you don't sometimes,
you
know?
You do it or you don't do it.
That's why this episode is called the Wieso Thrust.
Would you allow Wieso to penetrate your mouth?
Me, okay.
Mouth? That's... Mouth? I mean,
mouth?
If it's, well, any part
if
of your body.
My lower region, I'm okay with it.
No, because he's strange and
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. I'd tell you why. I'm not attracted to him, and I don't respect him. But if he was a filmmaker that I really respected, like if he was Quentin Tarantino, I would allow him to have sex with me.
If he's just like, hey, dude.
But like,
let's drink some champagne,
you would allow
do some blow,
Quentin
and
Tarantino
let me put it in your
butt.
Actually,
you
know what?
Ass.
No, because I think he's not as great as he thinks he is. Let's see. Who would I like to?
Only you can decide, though, by being that bottom.
How do you know, though, it wouldn't be like the best oral sex ever? You don't know that.
You're the one giving
he's
it,
a
so
foreigner.
I guess it's kind of up to you whether or not.
You shouldn't be the one to give
he
it.
He wants let's to make it, you know, as exciting for you as possible. He wants to impress
I mean, maybe,
you.
Okay. So this is a really hard question, and I would have to think about it.
Dude, you could totally say that you blew Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
How many people on this planet can say that?
Okay, so let's
probably
let's,
so probably
so
like
Jen,
at least seven.
Jen, act. Let's act out a scene right now. Let's act out a scene. You're my first. It's a first date. I just met you. It's first date. Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, good.
Hey,
good.
Do you like the movie The Room? Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. That guy, I blew him.
Oh, my God. God. Look at the time.
That's what would have happened.
No.
If I've been trying to impress someone being like, who likes The Room?
I don't think you can impress chicks with that. Well,
let's
maybe
try
other dudes.
Let's
you
try
impress.
It again. I'll be the chick.
All right, there we go. Right,
you be the chick. Hey, lady. So glad we just swiped right. We both swipe right.
Yeah, how's it going? You look cute.
Thanks. So do you. That's a really nice thing to say to me.
Thanks.
Yeah. So how was your day?
It was good. I got new Tommy Wiseau underwear.
Oh, you like Tommy Wiseau? I totally blew that guy. Blew him.
Whoa, dude! I just like the underwear. You blew him. I thought you swipe.
That's how that conversation
would always go.
No, you're supposed to get one up on him and be like, I totally blew Tommy Wiseau. And you'd be like, wait a minute. What?
I blew Tommy Wiseau.
I blew
sure
him and
did.
I saved it for later. Did you save yours?
I did. Twins.
Oh, that's
I'm holding
weird.
Up a baggie.
Eskimo,
oh, a baggie. Oh, I got it. I got the baggie.
Eskimo Brothers.
Wait, is that?
I don't know.
Eskimo Brothers is where you save some semen in
a
bag and
you
throw it together.
No, you both do the same person.
Oh,
dummy.
God, I'm dumb. Yeah, I agree. I am a dummy for that.
Or sister or something.
No, it's when you bang the same person.
That's cool.
Just straight up the same person?
I have a buddy who is quadruple like Eskimo Brothers with me.
Oh, my God.
Quadruple.
Do you guys try to do that?
No, but when
all right, new episode Eskimos.
So welcome to Grandma's Basement. All right,
Eskimo
Brothers.
To Grandma's Basement. Eskimo Brothers.
Well, we were
got
like
the brother over here.
Well, we were like surely we've done. We're very me and this guy are very similar. We run in the same circles, and I was like, surely we're Eskimo Brothers by now. And he's like, well, so we're going through names and stuff. And he's like, we're like, no. And then because we had been going through the names of people, we knew who each other, and then. It happened once. He's like, we're Eskimo Brothers now. And I was like, cool. And then he's like, because I always got to him first because Nate Bjork. Anyways,
oh, yeah.
And then so like it after a while, it got to be like four times.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I felt it. We have a good connection.
Fucking times.
So do you guys feel like you're connected?
Like when you.
Like,
do you feel like you're brothers?
Also, let me put this out there. Stage one. Stage one Eskimo Brother. You kind of, is it a little different?
It's a little, like, it's a little awkward. Weird knowing.
I mean, you get to more stages, the more you fuck, but
well, what I'm like,
if you say it's stage two,
what's how do you get to,
I don't understand what, how it's different. It's just more of the same.
Stage four must be where you're both four. At the same, stage four. Two would be at the same time, right?
No, no, no.
Talking about like
two of the same women that we've had sex with.
That doesn't just give you a stage. No. Like you don't just keep leveling up.
That's more like round. All I'm saying is,
what are the chances that we've both hooked up with four of the same people?
Yeah, no, I get you. That's pretty good. But Kent's calling them.
Me and him should just.
I called them stages. I'm so sorry about that.
But anyways, he is currently in a long-term, very loving relationship with one of them.
Oh,
stage four.
Stage four. Maybe. Or five. I mean,
they just moved in together.
I think you're just making up numbers now.
You can't make up numbers because they exist.
Dude, that was so deep. Yeah. You were supposed to say something after the deep thing.
Kent, what do you think of the neighbors?
Oh, yeah. Let's get back to that. Sorry, I apologize.
It's okay. I do want to hear more about your sex life, Mark.
No, we don't.
Are you sure?
That is definitely
into it.
I think they do ask that twice in the room, though, right? How's your sex life?
I think it was just the once.
I thought he says it on the roof, doesn't he? So,
yeah,
it's
on the roof.
No, it's not. He does
no,
it in the coffee shop.
In the coffee shop, yeah.
I thought he said it on the roof after they talked about.
Does anyone notice that? Everyone wants that.
Yeah, everyone wants that fucking.
They're selling that cheesecake.
And they're
pushing that cheesecake.
They don't take any money. That bothers me.
That's true. I really wish we could play that clip for you.
Yeah, they're like, go sit down. We'll bring it right out. Nobody pays for
No, well, at the end, okay, so at the end of that scene, when, so it must be a pay afterwards thing, because Tommy's leaving, Tommy leaves, he's like, I gotta go, already, so he takes his hot chocolate, which is a dumb thing to order, takes his hot chocolate, and he's leaving, and Mark's, like, just as a throwaway thing, he's like, it's on me, so, like,
oh, you're right, they bring you the bill,
yeah,
because that's pretty normal for coffee shops.
You just bring the
No.
Tell oh
no, it's
tell,
not.
No, not at all.
Tell me about when you met Tommy though. I forgot to.
I met him a couple times. I met him a couple times. Once in Milwaukee, once in Chicago, and it's nowhere near as interesting as your story. So the first time
we should have saved that.
So I went to. I was in Milwaukee, and I went by myself, me and my flask, and we went, and this is where you could meet him and get a picture before. Without having to buy something.
Okay.
This was back in ye olden days. But so that was fun. That was fun. But then the second time I went with my buddy, and we both went in our tuxedos.
Okay. Nice.
And so we got a picture with him and Mark and Greg Sestero. Greg Sestero is wearing the jacket from Drive.
Yes.
Oh, fuck
like
yeah,
for dude. Some reason.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was so weird. So, and then we, what was cool about that one was because we were dressed up in the tuxedos and I bought one of those footballs and we got him to sign the football. They asked us to come up on stage during the question and answer, you know, the Q&A time that they have. So we, you know, they just brought a bunch of people like Lisa's, a bunch of different like people who dressed up in the red dress with a tie on their head kind of thing. Like all the girls who did that. Like, so they brought up a bunch of us and we just stood up there on stage and while they were answering questions. But the cool thing was my buddy Brendan, who went with me, was up there standing right next to Greg Sestero, and Greg Sestero was just talking shit about Tommy to Brendan the whole time. He was like, he gets crazier and crazier every fucking night.
No shit, dude.
God, I'm so jealous. I wanna meet him.
They're just having their own conversation up on stage. I'm just standing there like, hey, I'm so glad.
They don't usually go on tour anymore at all, do they? Like
no,
together,
they,
really?
Not together.
This
no.
was because, yeah. This was before the book came out. I wonder if the book ruined their friendship.
Maybe.
No, I think. What I heard about that book, from what I heard about that book is he wrote that book to kind of distance himself from the whole fucking thing. From
I could see
the
that.
Room. Like, legitimately.
Well,
because he tells, like, the truth of what happened.
Well, yeah. I mean, can you imagine, like, you're a young kid who wants to become an actor and you have this modeling career and you're really, really passionate about this. And then the first encounter
they met in an acting class
yes
is with Tommy Wiseau and he you basically this is your life now that is his life he can't do anything else
no one can
it
escape
ruined
that
his life
I mean, I think he should model
well not ruined but you know it, he
there's
there could be so many
it
other
didn't
things he
really
could have
ruin
done.
His life
no. I want to say this he should be you know all those stupid movies like Scary Movie and they always have cameos.
Yeah.
He could do cameos and shit like that, like where all of a sudden he walks in and they're like, oh, hi, Mark. And then that's it. And they give him like a couple grand.
Yeah. He's going to get royalties for a while.
Well, I still wish he would try because he wasn't that bad. I mean, a lot of the shit he says is because Tommy made him do it.
And he's really good looking, too.
Yeah.
Oh, the people behind the actual movie are actually good at what they do.
But he could still, I mean, it's like one of my personal favorites, Sleepaway Camp from the 80s. It's like they made three sequels or something, and then they made Return to Sleepaway Camp, and it had Angela's character come back to be in the movie. And it's like, of course, people that follow it, though, are like, oh, man, it's great to actually see her back in it, you know? So, like, Greg could do stuff, and, like, I think people would still, like, be like, oh, it's got Greg Sestero in it, you know?
Stage adaptions, he could be on stage. They're doing this. Like, there's on stage.
When, sorry, you're funny. You look like a Cyclops for a moment.
Say a funny thing.
Make me laugh, clown.
That's great. Well, I enjoy your jester, sir.
Yeah.
You can't escape my sword-like blades on my surfboard.
Ka-tahee.
I'm going to cut your head off and please, use it as a beach
ball.
Please refer to podcast number 9 titled Nursing? Question mark. Basement of Horrors, number 3.
Surfing U.S. Sleigh.
Yes, that's the one. Oh, yeah, you didn't hear that. No,
it was really good. It was really good.
It was really good, real good. No, there was for Tommy, when you guys were doing like the Q&A, didn't you just stand on stage next to him and not do anything?
Yeah, that was exactly what happened. And I was holding the football, and so someone like in the audience was like, hey, throw it here. And so I threw it there stupidly, and I spent the rest of the Q&A like worried about getting it back. I was like,
just got it signed too.
You remember going to the Majestic with Nate, and yeah. we threw the football down at the
that was
bottom.
Awesome.
Yeah. There were so many spoons that we kept slipping on them.
Did I show you guys? Spoons. Oh, speaking of things, I almost wore this shirt to the I was watching The Room. I was watching The Room one time, and it came out in 2003. And back in year 2000, 2001, around that time, you know, remember how everyone was buying their stuff from Old Navy? So I had this Old Navy shirt. And I was watching it. Denny and I have the same.
Whoa. For those of you at home that cannot see, Nate Bjork.
For those of you who are not tuned into the live.
Remember when this
kind of
shirt was cool too, the one stripe across? It was okay.
So like I just think of like Bum or Union Bay or something. Like
yeah. So I get this shirt and so I'm sitting there watching it and I was like, holy shit, pause. And I run into my room and I pull out my dresser. I'm like, yes, I have this shirt.
That's not awesome. Even like a similar shirt. That is
the exact same shirt.
Yeah. Their wardrobe was from Old Navy.
Yeah. That's an Old Navy shirt.
Wow.
I approve of you even more now. You should wear that to screen. Nobody would even catch it, though.
That's the thing. I was going to wear it to the Majestic thing.
When he comes on wearing it, you should be like,
just stand up
meh.
There. Yeah. Just yeah. walk up there and hold it.
Because you couldn't even possibly try to buy that now. Like, if
you
you're
could
like,
not. It doesn't exist.
Yellow striped Old Navy shirt.
Like I
circa 2003,
you can't find it. Like I, so I, so like every time I like go through my wardrobe and I'm like, oh, throw this away, give this away, you know,
Don't do that.
That's a collector's keepsake.
Yeah, I mean,
I almost wore it to this, but I'm glad I didn't because it's hot in here.
It's hot as balls. I know. I'm really mad that I'm not wearing my Weezo wear.
Just take your pants off.
Yeah, take. Your
I got
pants
yelled
off.
At when I tried to take my pants off.
I took mine off already. You guys saw MeUndies.
That's true.
Yeah. MeUndies.com. Get the best wicking undies.
The real reason, though, other than putting
your
comments.
You can now buy pajama pants out of the MeUndies material.
Oh,
well then. The other reason, though, for having a pocket on your underwear that you can find on TommyWeezoUnderwear.com. I don't know.
I think that's
his
internet.
It's so that you can walk around your apartment complex with a key to get back in. Because in the neighbors, I'm pretty sure people just walk around in Weezo underwear. So there's that. Well, I don't think I have anything else to say. I have so much to say.
There's so much to say.
There really is. You guys should really check out The Room, the definitive guide.
Do you think we've sold The Room yet?
The Disaster Artist by Greg Sestero. You could probably get the movie The Room too, I suppose.
Hey, dude. So what do you think about this? Do you think since you guys met him? And
get Tommy Wiseau to hang out with
dude.
Us?
Dude!
No, publish this and be, like, stupid about being like, dude, Tommy Wiseau fucking listen to this stupid thing.
I'll cut two versions of this. I'll make one two where we're versions. Like only like Tommy awesome is you, such a good guy, and then we'll have the yeah. other version.
Can I, yeah, let me cut this for the one version. Tommy is such a good guy, and he supports you financially.
And
that's true.
He's really a guy that I can look up to because of his moral standards.
He's a triple threat. He's a producer, a writer, a director, and an actor. Those three things.
He is great, but we still don't know if he's an alien or not.
I could have found out for you.
Well, like you're gonna okay, be like, Jen, all right, baby.
You're saying, and then he comes out, and it's like a
snake, the dance of the three snakes.
Dick.
Like, I'm okay with that. That is actually it the
penis opens its mouth and another penis comes out.
What if it has long black hair?
Yeah. It's like he's got a dune worm.
Also, is that? I was thinking more like the Beetlejuice, the worm. What are they called? It's Beetlejuice. Those snakeoid things.
Yeah, snakeoid things.
That's not what they're called. Sandworms.
Sandworm.
Tremors too. Okay, there's a lot of like worm things out there.
That's because worms are scary, and it's a good idea Slither. To put scary things Slither. In scary movies.
Is it true Slither's that Tommy Wiseau amazing. Wears a wig?
No,
that can't be.
How can he possibly be having long ass black hair and then
well,
like
died obviously?
But then he has like it. Tiny
he
wig.
Died. He does dye it,
and then he wears
Read
a wig
book,
in
God damn it.
The Neighbors. In the Neighbors, he has short hair.
No, that's a wig.
Yeah,
that
you
is.
Put,
a
you
wig.
Could pick up, put a lot of big hair under a small wig.
You can tell that's. A wig.
They do that on SNL every day.
I suppose.
And all by right. every day, I mean every week. Yeah, mostly on Saturdays. Sometimes other days, but they don't film.
Well,
them.
Do they film it? When do they film it though? Is it
it's live?
Oh, okay.
Whoa! I have four words for you.
Okay.
I am Bill Party.
It's and on not that note, called Saturday night. Roughly 20 minutes from now when I'm settled.
Kent, I was ending on that. Shut
we had
up.
A good ending. I was going to hit stop, God. And I probably still will. So thank you guys for joining us on Grandma's Basement. I would like to thank our host, me.
Hey, thanks.
Along with
thanks for being here, you guys.
Nate Bjork, Jennifer Reinfried, and Kent Taylor, of course. And, of course, Grandma. Let's not forget about her.
Hi, Grandma.
Thank you.